中国朋友大家好
Hello Chinese friends
Welcome to Spiritual 外卖
欢迎来到属灵外卖
Delivering the spiritual food to you when you can't get out
当你无法外出的时候我们为你速递属天灵粮
This Spiritual 外卖 article is a part of the series entitled You're God's Masterpiece, The Genesis Notes
本期属灵外卖来自特别系列你是神的杰作创世纪首记
Studying the book of Genesis to discover direction and hope for your awesome life
通过研读创世纪并联系新约的思想为您的美好生活提供指引和亮光
Genesis chapter 19 The devastating effects of poor judgment Lot's life Back in Genesis 13We read about how Lot and Abraham had separated ways. Do you remember why they separated? Abraham was wealthy, so was Lot. Their workers were quarreling about getting enough land for their livestock, and apparently Abraham and Lot were also quarreling. Genesis chapter 13, verses 8 to 13. So Abram said to Lot, "Let's not have any quarreling between you and me, or between your herders and mine, for we are close relatives.Is not the whole land before you? Let's part company. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. If you go to the right, I'll go to the left. Lot looked around and saw that the whole plain of the Jordan towards Zoar was well watered, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt. This was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself the whole plain of the Jordan and set out toward the east. The two men parted company. Abram lived in the land of Canaan,while Lot lived among the cities of the plain and pitched his tents near Sodom. Now the people of Sodom were wicked and were sinning greatly against the Lord. Abraham was the peacemaker here, and he allowed the younger one to make the best choice. Abraham put his life in God's hands and didn't try to promote himself over his nephew. In the very next chapter, there's a war between all of the cities in the plains, including Sodom.Lot and everything he had is carried off. Abram goes out and rescues Lot. After this, we don't hear anything else about Lot for many years. But now we have the final outcome of Lot's life. God's plan to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. We remember three visitors came to Abraham to tell him he would have a son in 1 year. The visitors were the Lord and two angels.When the angels left, the Lord told Abraham he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham once again thought of his nephew, Lot, and bargained with the Lord. Will you spare the city if there are 50 righteous people? 45? 40? 30? 20? 10? The Lord said he would spare the city for 10 righteous people. But were there 10?Genesis chapter 19, verses 1 to 11. The two angels arrived at Sodom in the evening, and Lot was sitting in the gateway of the city. When he saw them, he got up to meet them and bowed down with his face to the ground. "My lords," he said, "please turn aside to your servant's house. You can wash your feet and spend the night and then go on your way early in the morning." "No," they answered, "we will spend the night in the square."But he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered his house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called to Lot, "Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us so that we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them.And shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters who have never slept with a man. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do what you like to them. But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." "Get out of our way," they replied. "This fellow came here as a foreigner, and now he wants to play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them."They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door.But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness, so they could not find the door. When the men arrive in the city, Lot is an excellent host. He must have learned that from his uncle Abraham. He did just what Abraham had done. But once the men arrived at Lot's home and all the men of the city came for a visit, Lot's true character starts to show. This is a very wicked city. All of the men, young and old, from every part of the city wanted to attack the two angels. Lot comes out and discusses with all of the men. He calls them friends and makes a compromise by offering his own daughters. Poor judgment. As I read this story, I asked out loud, what was Lot thinking? And I see he really didn't have clear thinking. He actually had poor judgment. He attempted to cooperate with all of these wicked men, all of them. He offered them a compromise. He offered them his two daughters. Lot was getting in great danger as his judgment became poorer and poorer. In the end, the angels had to rescue Lot. This is the second time Lot had to be rescued. Genesis chapter 19, verses 12 to 16. The two men said to Lot, "Do you have anyone else here? Sons-in-law, sons or daughters, or anyone else in the city who belongs to you? Get them out of here, because we are going to destroy this place. The outcry to the Lord against its people is so great that he has sent us to destroy it." So Lot went out and spoke to his sons-in-law, who were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, "Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city." But his sons-in-law thought he was joking. With the coming of dawn, the angels urged Lot, saying, "Hurry, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, or you will be swept away when the city is punished." When he hesitated, the men grasped his hand and the hands of his wife and his two daughters and led them safely out of the city, for the Lord was merciful to them. Sons-in-law. The angels ask if Lot has any family in the city. Yes, his sons-in-law. So Lot went to talk to them. What was their response? They laughed at him. His own sons-in-law really had no respect for him and did not take him seriously. Lot's hesitation. The angels continue to tell Lot destruction is coming, but all night long he stays in Sodom. It wasn't until dawn they told him again, "You have to leave." And what did he do? He hesitated once again. Lot is hearing a clear direction from the Lord, yet he does not respond. Why do you think Lot is hesitating? Flee now! The angels were merciful and grabbed Lot, his wife, and his two daughters by the hand to run. Genesis chapter 19, verses 17 to 29. As soon as they had brought them out, one of them said, "Flee for your lives. Don't look back and don't stop anywhere in the plain. Flee to the mountains or you will be swept away." But Lot said to them, "No, my lords, please. Your servant has found favor in your eyes and you have shown great kindness to me in sparing my life. But I can't flee to the mountains. This disaster will overtake me and I will die. Look, here's a town near enough to run to, and it is small. Let me flee to it. It is very small, isn't it? Then my life will be spared." He said to him, "Very well. I will grant this request too. I will not overthrow the town you speak of, but flee there quickly, because I cannot do anything until you reach it." That is why the town is called Zoar. By the time Lot reached Zoar, the sun had risen over the land. Then the Lord rained down burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. Thus he overthrew those cities and the entire plain, destroying all those living in the cities and also the vegetation in the land. But Lot's wife looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and returned to the place where he had stood before the Lord. He looked down toward Sodom and Gomorrah, toward all the land of the plain, and he saw dense smoke rising from the land like smoke from a furnace. So when God destroyed the cities of the plain, he remembered Abraham, and he brought Lot out of the catastrophe that overthrew the cities where Lot had lived. Lot still does not want to go. He thinks if he goes to the mountains, disaster will overtake him and he will die. In his fear, he asks to go to Zoar. Then they run, and burning sulfur rains down from the sky. Lot's wife looks back. She turns into salt. Apparently, Lot was not the only one hesitating, leaving Sodom. His wife hesitated too, at the cost of her life. Genesis chapter 19, verses 30 to 38. Lot and his two daughters left Zoar and settled in the mountains, for he was afraid to stay in Zoar. He and his two daughters lived in a cave. One day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Our father is old, and there is no man around here to give us children, as is the custom all over the earth. Let's get our father to drink wine and then sleep with him and preserve our family line through our father." That night, they got their father to drink wine, and the older daughter went in and slept with him. He was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. The next day, the older daughter said to the younger, "Last night I slept with my father. Let's get him to drink wine again tonight, and you go in and sleep with him so we can preserve our family line through our father." So they got their father to drink wine that night also. And the younger daughter went in and slept with him. Again, he was not aware of it when she lay down or when she got up. So both Lot's daughters became pregnant by their father. The older daughter had a son, and she named him Moab. He is the father of the Moabites today. The younger daughter also had a son, and she named him Ben-Ammi. He is the father of the Ammonites of today. To the mountains. So now we have only three people, Lot and his daughters. They go to Zoar, but Lot is afraid. So where does he go? To the mountains, the very place he didn't want to go. His daughters have no husbands. They died in Sodom. And they want children, so they sleep with their father, and they have sons, Moab and Ammon. Those two boys grow up and become nations. Nations which will be enemies to Israel. Enemies to the nation born out of Abraham. A lifetime of poor judgment. Poor judgment resulting in sinful, destructive decisions usually doesn't just happen in one moment in a person's life. It is usually a series of smaller, poor decisions which start to add up, resulting in poor judgment and really bad choices. Let's look at Lot's life. Number one, Lot quarrels with his uncle about land. He had concern about money. Number two, he chooses to go to a sinful city so he can have the best land, a financial decision. Number three, he is kidnapped in a war and his uncle rescues him. Abraham clearly doesn't like Sodom, but Lot stays there anyway. Number four, Lot becomes a leader in Sodom, calls the wicked men of Sodom friends, and offers his daughters to them. Number five, Lot's sons-in-law do not take him seriously. They think he is joking. Number six, Lot has a hard time following the Lord out of danger. He apparently does not want to leave Sodom. Number seven, Lot's wife doesn't want to leave. She loses her life. Number eight, Lot is afraid of living in the mountains. He wants to stay in the plain, where the angels told him not to stay. Number nine, Lot is afraid to stay in Zoar, so he goes to the mountains anyway. Number 10, he gets drunk and unknowingly sleeps with his daughters. Number 11, his sons become the enemies of Abraham's descendants. Lot's future generations. Lot's sons become the fathers of the nations Moab and Ammon, who become enemies of Israel, and eventually were a snare to Israel, luring them into worshiping false gods. But God in his mercy remembered Lot and had something for his descendants. He remembered the Ammonites by giving them land. Out of the Moabites comes a hero of our faith, Ruth, the grandmother of King David. What can we learn from Lot's life? As we consider the unfortunate decisions in Lot's life, let's ask some hard questions about Lot's life and our own that will help us learn from Lot's mistakes. Number one, how have we seen selfish ambition ruin Lot's life? Number two, how might selfish ambition lead you astray? Number three, how did the people surrounding Lot affect his life? Number four, how will the people surrounding you affect your life? Number five, why was it difficult for Lot to hear the Lord's voice when it was time to leave Sodom? Number six, what can you do to increase your ability to hear the Lord's voice? Lot was fearful, indecisive, hesitant, and someone who wanted to please others no matter the cost. Can you identify with Lot in any of these areas? Maybe it's time to take a look at your life. Why are you doing these destructive behaviors? Be wise regarding the people you surround yourself with and what you take delight in. Lot made the mistakes of delighting in economic growth and moving his family into a wicked community. Use Psalm 1 as a guide for your life as you make decisions about who you are with and what your life focus will be. Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do, prospers. Thanks for having some spiritual Waimai with us.
感谢你今天属灵外卖。
We hope that you liked it and that it fed your soul.
希望你喜欢，灵里满足。
And we hope you come back for some more.
期待你再次回来。
We love ya.
我们爱你哦。